No, I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. No, we just warn people about, again, following the culture. Satan is the god of this culture. And then we warn against following the churches, because Satan has also designed and influenced all these churches. Jesus said the truth sets you free in John 8:32, which means you come out of the culture, come out of every false way. And if you follow him and you lose this life, the good news is, ready? There's nothing in this life that he doesn't ask you to give up and lose, that you don't have to give up and lose on the day you die. You can't take none of this with you. Whether it's money, status, fun, pleasure, football, politics, entertainment, church life, you can't take none of this with you. He's coming like a tornado. Do you see all the tornadoes that hit like Iowa and Nebraska and stuff? When Christ comes, he's coming like a tornado of fire. He's going to destroy everything. He said, everything my Father did not plant is going to be uprooted. And so if you're not planted by God in his truth and his spirit,
the question is when?
You're going to be uprooted. When is he coming? Well, at your death.
He's been coming for 40 years.
No, not true. It's the opportunity for him to come, but he gave us the signs. But one is your death, which is coming. Could be tomorrow. Okay.
We have no control.
Right. We have no control of that. And as far as when he's coming, the Bible says no man knows the day or the hour. But they said to Jesus in Matthew 24, what will be the sign? And he said, wars, rumors of wars, famines. Now, you could say those have been going along a long time. Then he said,
centuries.
But here's the big key. Ready? Many false Christs will rise and say, I am Christ. That has happened in about the last 100 years. You have seen since the internet.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah. Since the internet and technology, you've seen a rise of false prophets and false teachers. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said that will be the sign. The other sign is,
many wolves in sheep's clothing.
Yeah. Sure. The other sign is, look at Israel. He said, the Bible says, when Israel's surrounded, when her enemies are encompassed around her, when they're ready to attack her, this is exactly where Israel is today. So we know we're on the edge of the end times. We also have the technology moving forward to everyone take a number of the mark of the beast. That technology is coming. So we see the signs being set. But one thing I like to warn people, I don't know what your belief system is. Here's a big lie that Satan has propagated through man. Ready? Pre-trib rapture. There is no pre-trib rapture. Jesus is not coming to take his people. Then the world suffers. Then he's coming back. No. Jesus said, don't take them out of the world. Keep them from evil. Right. We have to endure the wrath of Satan through the tribulation. Christ comes at the end of the tribulation. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are being lied to about a pre-trib rapture.
Well, you know,
absolutely a lie.
They'll look at the same book with different interpretations. And
right. Peter says there's only one.
You know what I mean?
They twist it. Peter says they wrest the word of God. Twist it. They spiritually pervert the word of God. And why do you think they do that? To meet their own standards. Whereas there's one God, one Savior, one Spirit, one word, one body. There's one interpretation. And if the Spirit is in tune with your life, it makes it in tune with the Word. Guess what? You're in turn in tune with every other true believer. And true unity is very hard to find. You know why? Because people aren't willing to lose their life. Everybody wants to hold on to a part of their life rather than holding all on to Christ. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm a Mason, so I kind
of... You're a what?
I'm a Mason.
So. A Mason?
Yeah.
Like Masonic Temple?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know that that's not of God.
Well, no, it's not. But.
You know that that's really is another one of Satan's ploys. I mean, America is really founded more on Masonism than it is, Mason ways than it was on Christianity. It's founded, this is my wife, founded on a little bit of Christianity, but George Washington was a Mason, I think, 33rd or whatever degree. The Masonic religion leads you away from Christ, or the Masonic faith, the Masonic ways lead you away from Christ.
Well, I don't know. They didn't like us a long time ago either. So
I'm sorry?
I said they got too rich a long time ago, and then with the Pope and that, they got rid of
it. But I would ask you one question. The Masons, did Jesus start it?
No.
Then why would we follow it if we...
It was actually started by the Pope.
Yeah. So,
and then they started, you know...
So I have a question, sir. Why would we follow something like that if we hope to gain eternal life?
Depends on your point of view.
It's going to keep you from eternal life because it's outside of Christ's word and ways.
Well,
ponder that. Under that. The Masons follow the architect of the universe, which is not the God of the Bible. They're actually following, I think, Satan is at the root of the Masonic lodge.
It's more a brotherhood, too, in a way.
But a brotherhood that leads to what?
Well,
God's wrath. Test yourself there.
Well, I guess,
Jesus said, "Come out of every false way."
I guess I'll say this, and I'm not. Jesus isn't my jam, but I understand and believe that there's something more than us out there who created, and that kind of thing.
So you don't necessarily believe Christ is God?
Sorry.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I respect your
faith. Yeah, yeah. One thing I would challenge you with is test and see who Jesus is. Look at the resurrection. Look at his claims. Ready? Look at all the historical and biblical evidence pointing to him. Hundreds of prophecies that lined up for him to come, to die, to rise again. His prophets predicted the state of the world to come at the end of times. It's right where they said it would be. The Mason beliefs have none of that. And so all the evidence points to Christ as the creator and the savior, and he is coming. You want to be of him and in him, not outside of him. The Masons are going to be outside of him. All these churches are going to be outside of him. So test yourself. My email's on the card if you ever want
to
chat.
Good talking
to you,
though.
Yeah, if you ever want to chat, email me, but check out the gospel at our website. Make sure you come out of the world, repent, be born again.
No, that's cool. Because, I don't judge people because I'd be hypocritical if I did.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand. But think about your ultimate destiny. Ponder that. Christ shed his blood and made the way, sir. Have a good day. I read the King James, and then I test it to the Greek and the Hebrew. It does have a few areas where it falls short, but I test it to the Greek and the Hebrew. But I think the King James is a good Bible. There's a lot of bad ones like the Message Bible. Terrible. NIV is terrible. Should just roast marshmallows over those. The King James, I think, is a solid Bible if you go to the Greek and the Hebrew. Yeah, and it'll lead you out of the darkness.
Well, that's what I asked, because there's, do you take elements out of all of them, you take bits and pieces?
Genesis to Revelation is the revealed word of God, and if you're curious and seeking truth, grab yourself a King James Bible and begin to read in the New Testament, see who Jesus is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then see what Paul wrote about in the epistles, how to follow Jesus, and then the Old Testament, when you're ready, kind of backs up with history, but it can be confusing to people to start there. See who Jesus is. See what he said you must do. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. So start in the King James Bible. Start in that New Testament. I have lots of articles, teachings that would help people, audios, pointing you to the only path, which is Christ.
But my wife, believes and stuff, too,
Yeah.
But, interesting talking to you guys, though.
What's that?
I said good talking.
Yeah, good talking to you, too. Yeah, have a good day, sir.
No problem.